Okay, we have one last akuda in our sugya. It may take us a little while to finish that last akuda, but we'll try to finish that up a little bit today, and then hopefully have a little bit of time at the end for some, a little bit of the chizuk v'sayiris, the class there, Rosh Hashanah. So we spent a lot of time on the maskanas Gemara about how a davar should be erva requires to aid them. I think we have one or two things to think about that over the last couple of days. What is a davar sheva? What's not a davar sheva? And again, we have even more to talk about in the next sugya, which is part two of davar sheva erva, about the particulars of where nida fits into this whole balgan of davar sheva erva. That's hopefully waiting for us for assessment and tshuva. But for now, the maskanas Gemara is that there really is a problem here of ein davar sheva b'chus mishnayim. But at one stage of the Gemara somehow ignored that. There was one fleeing moment that the Gemara thought that the nemanos of the Eidechad in our sugya is Takarechad Abisurim. Before the Gemara realized all the problems of Chazak is, of Shabia, everything, there was one step, one line where the Gemara did have such a potential Havamina that Eidechad Abisurim applies even though we are clearly talking about a get. And that piece of information, that line, that Havamina startled the Baalei HaTosfos. Because Tosfos bothered the Kasha, if you take a look at the bottom of Beis on the Beis, so Tosfos writes, Hikshav in the Tam. It's the second year of Masla Erechad. Hikshav in the Tam. Mat shuv izois. Ikra get your chikshav v'chosu b'shnayim. What the Gemara was dreaming? The Gemara forgot that a get requires Eidim. The Gemara forgot the second, it's the next mission, the first parak talks about who's causing to be an aid. And the Gemara forgot the second parak, and the third parak, and the fourth parak, and the fifth parak. Remember, what, 400 Mishnayos that talk about the requirement of Eidim. Now, yes, it's true. There is a machloikis atanoim, maybe chasim and Eidim. I got all that. But we do not have recorded any time in the wildest fantasy said that an aid, that a get can be done without any Eidim whatsoever. That Reuben gives Rachel a get in the dark of night, nobody around, nobody saw, nobody saw, nobody nothing, and that's called a get. The Gemara forgot that, forgot Mishnayos, forgot the whole sugi, forgot the nils of the pshit adroyim. So what was the Gemara dreaming that this the get is not a davar sheva erva? What was pshat? So Ben Tam said, "V'tirei tzochi kamar, de'erechad amisur b'chagav desh ikar a get nasa kvar v'shuv ein tzorcha legilu nils aleidem lishma nichtav." So Ben Tam says, no, a vada, Iker HaGet requires Eidim. Das, the Iker HaGet does require Eidim. What Gemara was dreaming, and again, it was a very, very short-lived dream, but this fantasy, this dream, this Havamina was that establishing where the Get is written, Lishma, that's not for the Etzem HaGet, it's the Iker HaGet. Tosfos coined the phrase, Ben Tam invoked the phrase called Gili Milsa B'Alma. It was Gili Milsa B'Alma. Gili was a garnished. It's just simply revealing a piece of information, a fact, some fact that's pertinent to the case, that the Gemara thought maybe didn't require. Wait, Kamash Balan. What? What's the Kamash Balan? You still need it. Atkan. So that was the Havamina and the Maskana according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gemara knew that Ikra Get requires to aid him. The Gemara thought Lishma is not Ikra Get. Kamash Balan, Afak Bichain, individual Bach Tashay. What is Rabbeinu Tam driving at? What is the point of this Rabbeinu Tam? What does that mean, Gili Milsa? Do you need it or you don't need it? So that phrase, Gili Milsa, I put it on the Mar Mekam, it's like Mar Yevamos in the fourth perk. I put it on, I didn't put it on. Did I put it on? Did I put it on the Gemara something? No, no answer. I gotta find the Mekurvity. Too many Mekurvities, that's the problem. We've learned so much now. So confused. Nemanus biyadai. I think there's a lot of nemanuses over here. Called Nashim Nayin Shai. Oh, here we go. Okay. I put the riff on the Marmakomas. I put the Gemara on the Marmakomas. Okay. Now the riff is quoting the Gemara, but adds on a little bit to the Gemara. The Gemara Yevamos in the fourth parak is discussing, we're getting ready to do a chalitza, and before we do the chalitza, we just want to make sure we have all our information right. We want to make sure that this is the brother, not some imposter here who's telling us that he's the brother. So how do you ascertain that he's the brother? So that's a long, long Aramaic word. You can all say it. Whoever can say it 10 times fast gets an extra credit on the Bechina. Whoever can say it one time properly gets extra credit. Something along the lines is, V'ishtim at the inhu. It's like a word out of the Gil Sester. It's like, Acha, Acha Shtan Parin, you know. One of Haman's sons, it was 11th son. Ishtim at the inhu. So, Ishtim at the inhu, the Hadin Tlaina, Achva de Menavui de Misnahu. Ishmadinu means to identify. So to identify that the following person is in fact a brother through the father, you have to be a paternal brother. Plikin Rav Acha Ravina. Machlekes HaMeraim. How many Eidim are necessary to identify this person? Chadam of the Eidim v'chanamar v'kar v'filu isha. One said, Apishtayim Eidim Yachum Dover. The other one said, no, afilu kar v'filu isha is good enough. V'hilchasa v'gili milsa v'yamahu. So the Gemara says that we pass in the halacha like the Mandioma, that one is good enough, and that one can even be a apostle, could be a cousin, could be a woman. Why is that? Because the reason is because it's Gilui Milsa B'Alma. Interesting. Gilui Milsa B'Alma is Yerush Shava. Remember, Yavamas uses the phrase Gilui Milsa B'Alma, and also Rabbi Tam and our Sugin of Bez is using Gilui Milsa B'Alma. What does that mean in that Sugin, in that context in Yavamas? So the riff continues. The came in the Kaimalon, this is now the riff off. Came in the Ishmael, the Inu Lahadin Plag, Yil Nusab Yamahu, Vafilu Karfil Isha, Lamnu. Why is that? The Lav Amilsa the Isura Kamesade, the Lav Amaminu Mesade, El Amilsa the Amu, the Magalu, the Hede Miu Gavra Plan, Mani is a Planisa. The riff is trying to give a taich, Aramaic taich to what that means, Gilui Milsa. So the Rif said, I'll tell you what Gili Milsa is, but tell you what it's not. Gili Milsa is in contrast to a Lava Mamina Visade. They're not testifying about a monetary case. And although he does use a little bit of a little confusing phrase, the Isura Kamisade, I don't think he really means that. I think he means almost like Erva. They're not commenting upon the case proper. That's the punchline of the Rif. They're simply giving us some information. They're simply providing us some information that we need in order to do a chalitza. But they're not being made of the chalitza itself. They're not being made on the din teir itself. They're not being made on the davar shebi'er itself. They're simply providing us some pertinent information that we need in order to be done on the following case, whatever the following case is. That's what the risk is. That's what Gili Milsa B'Alma is. Does that idea ring a bell a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes. In what way? Who does this sound like? Almost. But the riff of saying Pshat in this Gemara is very, very reminiscent of something. Think back.
Oh, the chuk, whether it, when he's talking about himself, he's also talking about it.
What the riff is highlighting is that we're using somebody to give us some pertinent information that we need, but the reason why we're not being so insistent on to aid them, what? No. Even though he's not meeting the criteria of Eidus, that's okay, because he's not really talking about the case either. He's not talking about the Etzem case. He's talking about preceding information. I'm going to give the words. Can I give a dead giveaway? Yeah?
When the guy says, I'm going to marry your daughter.
You guys are thinking too much in this sugya. Go back in your minds.
Bible.
I say the word, prerequisite. Oh, yeah, music to my ears. Okay. You try to say it. Okay. I should let you. Okay. What's Rambam? No. See, Machshav is in the Shul all over. It's like two words. Three words. Rambam, Rabbi Chaim. No, we're talking about. We quote this Rambam already this year, right? We didn't quote this Rambam. We definitely quote it last year. We quote this year also. Oh, come on. We must have quoted it already once this year. Which Rambam? The Rambam of Sanhedrin, of course. The Rambam of Sanhedrin tells us that we talked about Vayerech Nevi Surin, we for sure talked about it. And if we didn't, we should have. The Rambam in Sanhedrin says as follows. One aide walks into Beis Din and tells us a piece of interesting information. You see that piece of meat that's sitting on the table? That's chalev. I know for a fact it's chalev. I know it's chazer. I'm sure it's chazer. I'm sure it's chalev. We as Beis Din now issue what kind of a psak? It's chalev. It's chazer. Why? Based on what koach does that aid believe? Based on what? And that's going to be sure, right? An hour later, two aides walk at the Beis Din and say, remember that piece of meat that was sitting on the table? It's gone. You know why it's gone? Because we saw somebody eat it. Right after that aide identified it as being chazer, we saw this guy eat it. And we warned them, we're going to give him malchus, and we're here, we just schlepped him into Beis Din, we want to give him malchus. What do you think? Can you give malchus or not? If you would have asked me, I would have said, no, you can't give malchus. You know why? How in the world do you know that this was chazer in the first place? You only know it's chazer based on what? No. Based on what? An erechad. An erechad yolad and nefesh v'omus. You can't give it malchus. You can't give mis. You can't punish somebody. Based on an erechad. That's a violation of Pishnai B'nei Rechum Dover. So I defer to the Rambam. The Rambam says it was Sanhedrin, but that is not correct. Why, says the Rambam? But make of a memorim that you require to aid him. That's when we're dealing on the mice itself. Yochum Dover means you want to be made that Reuven ate Chazer. You want to be made that Reuven killed Shimon. You want to be made that Reuven broke Shimon's window. And the Maisa Mechayev, Apishnai Yochum Dover. All the prerequisites, all the information that's necessary for Beis Din to glean to get the case ready to the table, Azelo Nemo, Apishnai Yochum Dover. How do you gather information? How do you prove information? You open up a Sefer Shishmaim and you go through the list. Rov, is it a chazok, whatever klali ha-teira are used to establish facts on the ground, those establish the facts. You know, once those facts have been established, then the mela, we know this is chazer. But Torah's fine, we know this is chazer. And now, if two adim see that he ate it, he's chai malchus. We only know it based on one aid, it doesn't matter. Pre-establishing facts, prerequisites to the case, there was no requirement to have a pishnah of adim yachum dover. It's a famous yisai for the Rambam. We spoke about this last year a lot. We mentioned that Rebbe Chanan used this. We got a chazokas, right? We had a case where we had two edim, and we weren't even sure the two edim are kosher. So we had a latest of suffering about the kashas of two edim. So the Gemara says, no problem. The Rashbam says, no problem. You follow chazokah. The chazokah meikar was the edim were kosher. So the meila, they remain kosher. And if they're made about something, we're going to kill, we're going to be metzimah, we're going to pass it on the shadows based on the kashas of those edim. So everyone, in fact, the kasha, how could that be? How you talking? We're killing people, we're taking away mammon, we're giving malchus based on chazoka? And the answer is no, Rabbi Chanan said, we're not killing you based on chazoka. We're not taking away your money based on chazoka. We're being machshir the eidim based on chazoka. That's a prerequisite. We have to know who are kosher eidim. Once we decide, based on the klali ha-teir of chazoka, that these are kosher eidim, the meila, they're neman al pishnah eidim yochum dover. So we spent a lot of time, we didn't mention this year at all. The sugya melech and misur, my bad, you should have mentioned. Okay, now, consider it mentioned. So the Chari, that's what the Rebbe is driving at here also. Ke'ein, this idea that we want to establish who the brother is. So even Zolzayim, you need Eidim for Chalitza, which is also a loaded question. Even if that's true, you really truly need Eidim for Chalitza. That's for the Etzem HaChalitza. Here, we're not doing the Etzem HaChalitza. We're just trying to figure out who all the prerequisite information is. You can't do Chalitza unless you have a brother. How do you identify a brother? One guy, with Magalasan, he's the brother. So this is not considered to be a subject to the din of Apishnai Meir Yochum Dover. That's a simple pshat in the Shita Seri. What's interesting is that one would have expected that the Rishon who should surely have learned this pshat in the Gemara would have been who? It should have been no brain that the Rambam should have learned like Yagrif for 2 minutes. First of all, the Rambam is the author of, he's the one who developed that whole principle of the Sanhedrin, that we're identified with the Rif. And second of all, the Rambam, 99% of the time follows the Rif. The Rambam's Rebbe was his father, Rabbeinu Maimon. Rabbeinu Maimon's Rebbe was the Rebbe Magash. And the Rebbe Magash's Rebbe was the Rif. So the Rambam himself writes that Rebbe, the Rebbe, the Rif is right. 95% of the time, the Rif and the Rambam the same Shita. Here, strangely enough, the Rambam didn't learn Pshat like the Rif. How do I know that? Because the Rambam in the 13th of the Rambam Primus, the Rambam writes that Afilu Isho Evra Kodesh Umaka Venovun Nemanim Lomazel Plani Achi Plani Vizu Yevimta Vecholzen Afiyan Masha Einke Mishar Eidia Shal Torah Ben Leidus Momono Ben Leidus Issa. Why is that? So I'm expecting the Rambam to say I am what I wrote in Uchus Sanhedrin. The Rambam says nothing like that. Shizem Dovra Osi Lehi Golisut. The Efshalei that meet this Adavish Shlomi Pien, Kiddushin should be added b'sefer chos geirushin. The Rambam referenced what he says in chos geirushin. What's the last Rambam chos geirushin in Sazoi? The Mishnah you say at the end of Masechet Yevamos that we believe in Erecha to say that a husband died. Erechet Shpatzias, the man said, I saw the body, I buried him, he's dead. So the din is Masin Api Erecha. It's a Pella, Why? How can you believe the Erecha? What's the question? His ear should be ringing out, the word should be ringing out of ears, what? Erecha Dovashim Erecha Dovashim Erecha Dovashim. You're telling me that she used to be an Eishas Ish, and now you're telling me she's no longer an Eishas Ish because her husband died. Just as you need to wait him to say she was a Darshish, you need to wait him to say Nisabal. What's fine? What's going on? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You have two prachim in the end of Masechet Yevamos, more than two prachim, three prachim. Talk about the last two. Talk about details, and the tenth parak talks about the basic din. The basic din is that Masin Api Adachah. So the Rishayim go to town in this fashion. Who remembers quickly? Somebody answers to this question. Remember? Yes, what does that mean? Mishum Iguna Kiyuv Rabbanan. How they? We know why they did it. They did it because of Iguna. But how did they do it? Why is that always how? Right? Remember atom bombs? Right? Why is that always how? So, how did they do that? How did they pull off such a stunt? Anyone know?
Since it's going to be Megala anyway later, so the fact that they're doing it, okay, it would have been Megala by anyone else.
So the Rambam writes the last Rambam of Gevushim. Rambam writes, don't be bothered with this kasha. You have a Rambam that you Rambam of Gevushim. Can't say it as eloquently as the Rambam does. So. Very, very fascinating formulation of the Rambam. Perek Yud Gimel Lachavtes. Al Yiksha Be'einecha. Rambam says, don't be bothered with this kasha. It's like such a strange rabbi in halacha. The Rambam, like, he realizes that he just told you two prakim of halachas that don't make any sense. On the one hand, we know Eidav Shev Brachas Mishnayim, and then the Ram just quoted you all the last two Prachim and Yevamos. So the Ram says, someone's going to be bothered with this kasha. Al Yikshe, don't be bothered. Al Yikshe Be'enecha. It's very interesting, the Rambam, every once in a while, like the Rambam talks to you in second, like he's having a conversation with you. When he writes, a very strange thing is the Rambam. It's a very interesting style. Don't think that. It's like the Rambam's sitting here as a Rebbe. His Rambam says a very, very pedagogical tool over here. The Rambam's writing the safe, but not like some far off place. He's sitting in Cairo in the middle of nowhere, writing a safe, hoping someone's going to read it in 700 years. His Rambam's talking to you. Don't ask kasha. How you talking? Zachtram, what's the answer? Shloik Peter Taira Ala Aidishne Aidim Musham Mishmida Aidus Al Bidovish Ainata Yochalaman Abori Elupia Aidim Vedusun. Valdovish Evshalaman Aborio Lord Peter Alov. What does that mean? But better to remove the parish at Aedus. Aedus means to wait to walk to Bezin and say, Reuben broke Shimon's window. How is Bezin going to know that? How is anyone ever going to know that? Nobody was there. Who in the world is going to ever be able to prove the Aedus told the truth or not? So whenever Aedus come forward and they say something that we're totally, completely reliant, there's no way to really trip them up, then the Torah is very, very, very strict. It says, ask me to Aedus, Aedus Shemrim, Aedus Shakira. We throw a book at you because everything is hinging upon them. But if somebody walks into the base and says something that we have ways of finding out whether he's telling the truth or not, something may happen to show this guy's lying. I don't mean Adam's lying. I mean, we'll be able to figure out on our own. So Rambam writes, "Bechi Agavna, Leik Pidelov, Shadavar Rochaku Shiyog Yoybah Eid B'Shekir." It is unlikely that the person is lying. You say in the Rambam, all the safeguards of Adam. What do you mean to Adam? Why does the Torah accept one Aid? Because we try to beef up the Nemanis a little bit. We get two guys to say the same thing. and they interrogate, they keep the same story, that's more of an indication of telling the truth. All Ilchus Eidus are there to try to get the proof to the punchline that telling the truth. But when it's a Dover, it's called the Milsa David Legluye, it's something that can be revealed on its own, we don't need the Parshat Eidus. The Rambam says, when a guy comes and says, Reuben is Shimon's brother, it's a Milsa David Legluye. Someone's going to come in the next 6 months, 6 years, 20 years and tell us whether that's true or not. It's not a hidden piece of information. It's not like did Reuben break a window 20 years ago that there was no one there. It's a piece of potential common knowledge. So when an aide steps forward and he says, Reuben is Shimon's brother, that falls into the category, Kamosha B'Yana B'Hilchas Gevrishin. That's what the Rambam means. Kamosha B'Yana B'Sefuchas Gevrishin. The Rambam references him, he's quoting himself. That's not what the Rif said, B'Chalal. The Rif said the reason why the Erechna is believed is because it's Gili Milsa B'Yam, it's not the real case, it's the prerequisite. So the Rif's quoting the Rambam, and the Rambam's quoting the Rambam. Everyone's quoting different Rambams. But we're going to stick to the Rif's Pshat of the Gemara. That the reason why the Lishma, the get, the kashrus of the get, is not subject and didn't aid them at one stage, the Gemara thought, is dafka because the Gemara thought that ascertaining when the get is Lishma, that's a gili milsa. That's the same halachic significance as ascertaining that this is a piece of chela. That's the same as determining whether this is the brahma. That's what the Gemara thought. Not bad. Not a bad havamina. You know? I'll tell you a secret. He's always nervous when you make havaminas too good. You know why? You don't want to beef up a havamina too much. So what's the maskana? Rabbi Atam really did a pretty good job in this one. What's the maskana thing? So Tapa, why is it not true? So why is it Eindav Shabir Abchavos Mishnayim is Chal and Dixivis Aget? How does the Gemara read now? So Rabbi Atam did such a great job, he was guilty of overkill. The Gemara said, Erech Nebi Surin, which meant, this is not Yildav Shabir Abchavos, this is Das Gili Milsa. Frech the Gemara, what do you mean? It's Dav Shabir Abchavos. What's the question? What is the difference between identifying that the get is written Lishma and identifying that this is Chela and identifying that this is the brother? What is the difference? The time is too good. Who saw this Tosis? Who read this Tosis? We are chapped right away with Tosis talking now. We are now chapped right away with the Kasha Tosis. The Shikotar is too good. So obviously there's something missing here. There's something about Ksivas HaGet that we kind of just kind of delegated to the dustbin and said, this is not really important. This is just prerequisite. This is just, gathering, leading information before the case starts. That's not true. Everybody say, yesh lachko, yesh ladun. It's something that's going to take us really throughout the entire Masechta. There are fundamentally two different stages of a get. There's a state profession of Chumash. The chos of law, Sefer Krisus, Benos and Beyond. So half of the Masechta deals with the Ksiva Saget. Half of the Masechta deals with the Nesina Saget. When we met Hashem, we will switch to hopefully met Hashem later in the year to the Sugis in the second parak. So the bulk of the Sugis we're going to talk about, they deal with the Ksiva Saget. How a get is written, what a get is written, the text again, things of that nature, revolving around the Din Ksiva. Think Siva and Gittin and contrast of Din Siva and Shabbos. A lot of stuff we could revolve around that word Bechos of Law. Those phrases Bechos of Law. Then there are other sugyas, also tapped towards the end of the Sefer Venosan Biyodo. What's called the Nesina, Nesina, the Shuso, the Shlicha. You know, there are a lot of other things that depend about Nesina. So this Siva is getting Siva. So Yesh Lach Korah Beisai. What is the relationship between these two actions of Siva again versus Nesina, contrast to Nesina again? So one could understand it one of two ways. One could understand that Ksivas HaGet is really the prerequisite. It's almost like Lamosh Lamad Abedoyme. It's like in the realm of mitzvahs. You have Heksha mitzvahs, and you have the Ikra mitzvah. Going to the store and buying a lulav, that's the Heksha mitzvah. Shaking a lulav is the mitzvah itself. Baking matzah is the Heksha mitzvah. Eating the matzah is the mitzvah itself. I deliberately left out sukkah because filling the sukkah is machlekes rishonim, but it's only a hetzer, also a mitzvah, but not for now. So ksivas haget, really just the preparation to get, you can't give a get if you don't have a get. And again, it has to be written, and they're a din, what's called ksiva. So you got to learn the whole sechel berakah. I spend the second semester learning what's made ksiva, what's called the ksiva. Is it the same as Shabbos? Not the same as Shabbos. Ksiva miskiyam, is not miskiyam, is ksiva got miksav, lishmot, ksiva, ksiva. There's a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, all of the din of ksiva, all the sugyas of ksiva, are not the main show. They're simply, it's the erev yantav part. The only part that is the yantav prop, the only part that's the mitzvah, that's the etzem adov, the etzem chaleis is in the sidis again. What do I say? That the tarich, the process of the chaleis geirishin, has two equally significant components to it. You only become a grusha if both of those components are fulfilled. Ksivas aget is not just the hechetimtze to prepare a get, to be able to do an asina on it, but ksivas aget is the beginning of the talich of geirishin. It's not enough. If you just do ksivas aget, you never get around to giving it to the woman to still nation ish gemura. But it's sometimes you have a chaleis in halacha that has multiple components to it. Like Moshe the Vodah Begeirus, we pasuk that you need Mila and Tevila. So the Pashup Shad is that the Geirus is the entire process. It's not that you need a Mila to enable you to have a Tevila. Some Rishonim say something like that. You need a Mila, the Mila is like a Sheretz B'yadah. Like the Mila is like the Chetimtza for the Tevila to be Chal. So Pashup Shad, no, Pashup Shad is that there are two, you have to mimic what was done at Har Sinai, and Mila and Tevila are both the process that were done, Kasher is Gai Rabbi saying about Har Sinai. And therefore, in order to nichus the bris, you have to undergo the entire process. So it's not that mila is dechetimtza to get it. Mila is an equal part of the chalais. So ksiva is a part of the etzem chalais of geirishin. Could that chakira gufa be with the shach b'tayr of the gemaras, according to Rabbi Natan? The gemara thought that ksiva seget, to identify whether ksiva seget was done properly, or to identify as lishma, because it wasn't lishma, it's ksiva seget. So to prove that there was a ksivus aget l'shma, the Gemara had a real live havamina, one eight is sufficient. Why? Because as Rabbeinu Tam said, an ikra get. That's just collecting leading information. The kamash v'lon of the Gemara is not. It's not. That's also chal as the end of Shira Pachas Mishnayim. Because once you tell me that the ksivus aget is part of the talich of geirishin, that's part of the process gufa, it's chal on the dinim, don't be erva. The end of Shira Pachas Mishnayim. That's what the Rav suggested, that maybe between the lines, that's what's going on in the Shabbatai within the worldview of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Rav said, maybe that's almost like the rationale for a very, very strange halacha that we find in Hilchos Geirushin. Very, very strange halacha. We spoke a little bit about this in the earlier sugya. There's a din you can't write again in the Davar Mechubar. But when we get hopefully to the second parak, we're going to learn there are actually two different halachas. There's one din you can't write again in the davar mechubar, and then there's another halacha that you can't write again on something that's mechusak tzitza. So let's say the moshe wasn't even mechubar. Let's say I write again on a big piece of paper, and then I decide to cut off the excesses of the paper. So that's also a shayla of mechusak tzitza. That's a sugya. It's a whole machlekes that we share in 2 days and places later on. The Gemara says that. It says in the pasuk, "The chosav l'sev akrisus v'nosim biyado, yotzozeh shemuchusa ktsitza." If you did a ma'isek ktsitza, you did something to separate between the ksiva and the nesina. That's a red flag in luchos gittin. To what's considered to be a mechusa ma'isas, that's a big machlokes. There's such a concept of mechusa ma'isa. Why is that so important? That the nesina has to follow on the heels of the ksiva. Now again, you can have a 10-year gap between the ksiva and the nesina. But you can't have a maisa gap between the two. Why is that so important? Like, what's the rationale of that halacha? So if you hold that the ksivas I get is just a chetimtza, so mach patli with you. I wrote a get. The get was written properly. Now I cut it up a little bit and I give it. What does that do with anything? But if you hold that the nature of the ksiva and the nesina after mitzurah yachad, that this is the talich of geirishin. So then one can begin to fathom this concept that when there's a davar mafsik between the two, so that breaks up the tziruf between the two. So sometimes you can have an interesting thing in halacha. You can have that you don't have to do something mamish b'vas achas. You don't have to do it literally at the same time. But there's a concept in our Torah you can't have a davar mafsik. But however you define davar mafsik, it's not clear what's called davar mafsik, not called davar mafsik. But that concept in halacha that you have to create a tziruf between two different actions, There is a concept of the Dovra Matzik, even on level Dirais. Anyone know what I'm referring to? There's a bottle of the realm of mitzvahs, where you have two mitzvah Torah that are one unit. They have to be mitzvah yachad. And if you do something to separate between the two, that's a big problem. On level of Dirais. Yeah, that's the famous Balamor in the end of Masechus Rosh Hashanah by Tefillin. The Gemara says Masechus Benochas, Daflam Midvav, that if a person puts on Tefillin Shel Yad, then they spoke before they put on Tefillin Shel Rosh, so that's a big problem. The Gemara says it's a big aveira, it's a disaster, and you have to make another bracha, you have to figure out a way to be misakin that problem. What's the problem exactly? What's the time where you spoke between the two bits and so on? So, many Rishonim learned that there's like some technical problem with the Rabbanon, either because you're forcing yourself to make another bracha, it's not a big bracha, maybe it's a hefsek in the bracha, so you're putting on the shirosh without a bracha. Different shiurim of Rishonim, very, very brachistic oriented, very, very Rabbanon oriented. But there's a famous one for the Balamor, and the Balamor says that the reason why you can't talk between the two is because Minat Torah, Shoyad and Shirosh have to be Mitzurif Yachad. How do I know that? The Hayulut Tatavas Berech is Lashin Rabbim. For Hayu, the Balamor says, is going on both the Shoyad and the Shorosh. Havai achas l'shteim. So, if I put on the Shoyad and then I carry on a conversation, and I put on the Shorosh, I was mevatel zayin, that seer between the two. So I have to figure out a way how to be misakin that. So how make your new brachas misakin that? You have to read the Balamor to figure that one out. But the Balamor holds that that's a problem in that Torah. So chudish tikavod, that talking in the middle of something is a concern mid the araisa. Because it breaks up a tzirah between two things that would otherwise are supposed to be connected to one another. Interesting idea. That's why the Balamor takes issue with the riff in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The riff quotes from the Reish B'Sifta, Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel. He quotes, it was a shah that was sent to one of the yeshivas in Bavel about, are you permitted to talk during Tekiah Shofar? So he blew the Tekiahs before Musaf, and now the Chazan's drain with a little Hinani, and you want to catch up on the latest, the gossip and shul, drunk Hinani. So you're allowed to do that because you're going to blow later while saying that brachas. So you're being mafsik within the tkiyas to be yushim, the tkiyas to umar. So the Rosh Besifta said you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't talk. Why? The same way you're not allowed to talk between the shal yad and shal rosh. You're not allowed to talk between the tkiyas before the tkiyas later. So the Balamor quotes that riff from Rosh Besifta. He says, what's the din? He says, what do with each other? He says, that din, you're not allowed to talk. That's a unique din by tefillin because v'hoyel ha-tatafas, it's chabai achas. That's a din min ha-tayru. With behechatei, says, any shaychas, any other mitzvah. So Balamor says, help the girl, you're allowed to talk to your din. When the rabbi gets up and makes this like announcement, you think like the world's going to cave in, and no one's allowed to talk from now until the end of Tekiah Shofar, so, because we followed the Reish B'Sifta and Shulchan Aruch, we followed the Rif Sheet. But when the Balamor, he was talking away, he was losing away, he was talking about Shtickle Torahs in Balamor in the middle of the Hinnah. The real reason he can't talk is because Chazal Sashat's never allowed to talk. The Shulchan Aruch, in Dal Chelke Shulchan Aruch talks about a lot of very, very bad Yisurim people violate. There's only one place in four Chalak Meshulchan Aruch where he writes that the Aveir is so bad, Godol Avonim Minasoi, which is out of Parshas Bereishis, that Cain killed Hevel, so he said Godol Avonim Minasoi. So in one place, he doesn't talk about Bechil Shabbos, by Avodah Zarah, by Gidei Arayis. Only one place it says that phrase, Godol Avonim Minasoi. Nowhere? Talk during Chazal Sashat. He says, if a person talks during Chazal Sashat, Godol Avonim Minasoi, the Aveir is too big to hold on to. And he says, Shulchan Aruch.
So the half community between a Dabrilis with the gallows and a Gili Mosa?
We're just trying to understand this Gemara Masechet Yevamos. So we borrowed the Riff's version of the Gemara Masechet Yevamos and plugged it into
a bit. The Riff and the Rambam.
No, forget the Rambam. We're done with that part. We're done with the Gemara Yevamos. We're assuming that Rabbeinu Tam is the Ikfas HaRiff. It's the same kind of an idea. We're just trying to explain what changed in the Maskana. So the Rav explained to us that what changed is the fundamentally new look at what Ksenia said, get this. So then the Rav just added on, yes, it's an ace. Maybe that's the idea of why you can't separate between the two. So I'm just giving as a marshal. The Rav, don't blame the Rav for this part. It's just my contribution to this discussion that you have such a concept, even in the Torah, that you have two things that have to be connected, and if you start the patch, can play around and do things separate between the two, that could pose a problem. Normally we think that concept, the hefsek, is only because they're abundant idea. There's the Mishnah Berurah, Nuchas Lulav, and the end of the Yom, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nuchas Lulav, that we pass in the halacha that you can take the dalamin and the zechazeth. Looks like we shared it. Let's say a guy picks up a lulav, then picks up an esther, then picks one after another. So we assume that's okay. Then the ikra din would be yaitzeh. Some Mishnah say not yaitzeh, and we assume you would be yaitzeh. So the Mishnah Berurah claims, based on a Ramah, that that's only true if you don't talk between them. But if you talk between them, so then it could be you're not yet to be a Torah. It's a Torah based on what? Because the din is you require lekicha tom. It's got to be a complete lekicha. So some Rishonim said, if it's not all four at the same time, that's not called lekicha tama. And we all know that's also called lekicha tama. It says the Mishabur, the Medrash Rambam, called lekicha tama. That's when there's a tziruf between them. But then you start to talk, that breaks up the tziruf, and that becomes like a problem, even the deraisa. So again, that's just a moshel bi'alma. And just if you're interested in collecting a trivia piece of information, where do you find in a Torah that a davar mafsik was the problem? So you have it a little bit by gittin, and you have a little bit by lula, perhaps, you have a little bit by tefillin, according to you. It's like collected items. You have such a theme that permeates the areas of Allah. Back to that story. So we have a pshat, we have a working pshat in Agamara, according to Ben Tam, things on people. So the Chassam Sefer, in his Chidush Manar Sugya, Ginda Beis of the Beis, he doesn't know what Rabbeinu Tam is talking about. He doesn't understand what the Gilead Beis is, so he didn't connect all these dots. He comprehends what the Havanim of the Moskvah is. Chassam Sefer, I don't think he's saying the Bedas Rabbeinu Tam, I think he's saying the Bedas Atzman. So I'm sorry, I'm going to offer you my own Pshah in the Gemara. But the Havanim of the Moskvah is. So you're doing before some that when you have a Dovish of the Erebon, let's say Kiddushin. Gemara says a Kiddushin of Samachai, you need Eidim by Kiddushin. Everyone agrees to that. Eidim by Kiddushin. The Eidim Kiddushin are actually wearing two hats. They're wearing the hats of Eidus Lawat, Lekiyim HaDover, to which extent the Gemara says, let's say the Eidim aren't there. Let's say Reuven and Rachel go into the room and they come out and they say, Reuben says, I gave her a ring, and Rach says, I accepted the ring, and we have no way of knowing that. Only based on their testimony. That's the Kaddish Bal Eidim is the clue. That's Gornish. The Gemara wants to know, why don't you say, Odos Bal Dink? Eidim, don't go and give you some kind of reason why. Why not? But you need Eidus to Kima Dover Kedushin. Without Eidus to Kima Dover, the game's over. So the primary goal of Eidim Kedushin is the Kayim is a Dover. But Lamai said they're also going to wear the hat of what? Potentially. Besides, there may be a Levirus and Dover also. Let's say Liu Tzuya, this woman's Bazana in 6 months from now. How are you ever going to know that she's an Eish Zisha? You'd have to track down the Eidim Kedushin and have them testify. So every once in a while, you have Eidus Tabira Dover. 99% of the time, the hats that the Eidim Kedushin wear are Lekim Dover. I've been Zoycha to be an Eidim Kedushin many, 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 many times as an Eidus Tabira Dover. I've never, ever hoped never to be called the Beis Din to be Levirus at all. Recently, somebody came up to Hennessy in a while. Anyway, he said something. He said, Rebbe, remember you were my Eid Kedushin. So I responded to him by saying, Baruch Hashem, the din of Eidus Lekiyum HaDover is, as long as you know about it for that split second. You don't have to remember it 6 months later. 6 months is 20 years later. Remember what he said. But in theory, there's such a concept called Eidus Lekiyum HaDover is the Bira Dover. And we know they're both true. We know they're both right. The Chassam Sefer says, we, because we're so smart. But the Gemara didn't know that yet. The Gemara thought, when it said, yeah, we have to prove that this get was written Lishma, and Eidech is good enough, Eidech Nebisurin, you know what the Gemara thought at that stage? Of course you need Eidim when you give a get. You know why you need Eidim when you give a get? Everybody now, why do you need Eidim when you give a get? No? Because the get's a Dover Shabiyarva, and you need Eidus to Kiyam HaDover. So of course the Gemara knew that you need Eidus for Kiyam HaDover. The Gemara did not realize that what? They needed Eidus for what? What did the Gemara not realize? That's the Gemara. She said it. The Gemara knew all along you need Eidus to Kiyam HaDover. What did the Gemara not realize? That you need Eidus to Varus HaDover. Maybe the Varus HaDover is like any other Issa Hetter. Is the woman married or not? It's like, is the piece of meat Chayla B'na?
Kushabiyah.
So that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara explains, when the couple goes into the room and they tell us beforehand they're going in for the purposes of Bia, so the Halacha considers that to be as of the Eidim of present at the time of Bia.
Both for Kiyam and for Bia?
Yeah, that's everything, yeah. So, comes Chassam Sefer says that was a Shabbatai in the Gemara. The Gemara thought that every Tom, Dick, and Harry knows you need Eidim and you need to get. What's the Shaila? Because you need the Kiyam HaDover without Eidim is garnished. But the Gemara didn't know yet that those Eidim also were the other had a Bira Dover. And therefore the Gemara thought, when we're trying to establish the get rid of Lishma, that's a Bira Dover, that's not a Kiyam HaDover. So the Gemara thought, there's no such thing. Kamash Balan, what? What's the Kamash Balan? He says, what, are you crazy? I'm Dover Shabbi Yerba. Davar Shemiyav requires to aid him even the virus of Davar. It's not like Erech Nisurin. Erech is not the Erech Nisurin. And therefore you need aid him even the virus of Davar. Therefore you need Eidos to be Mavar that gives written the Shema. So whereas according to our Shtikul Torah, in Rabbi Natam Shtikul Torah, that Rav Shtikul Torah, that whole first Mahalach was the change of the Gemara was from Gilin Milsa, something almost like prerequisite to Iker Haget. According to Chassam Sofer, the change was in our understanding of Eidos, Eidos Shevapachs Mishnayim. So nothing changed in our understanding of Gittin. According to the first Mahalach with the Rav, with the Venetam, with Ashtabot Torah, Gilin Milsa, with the Rif, what changed was a radical understanding changed as to what Ksivas Haget is all about. We had a mistaken understanding of what Ksivas Haget was, and now we have a corrected version of what Ksivas Haget is. According to Chazam Sofer, we had a mistaken, erroneous version of what Ein Dovah Shabbat Pach Mishnayim was, and Baruch Hashem, we corrected, we rectified that. So the area of halacha that changed is radically different in Chazam Sofer's mahalach than in our mahalach. But basically, the Eidish Leimor. Another beer in the Gemara. What changed? What point changed in the Gemara? So Reb Chaim, in his Chedushim on Shas on our sugya, already was raised this point. Let's imagine a world for a second. I know it's going to be hard for you guys to imagine this after a whole week. Let's imagine a world without Dovah Dovah Mimon. Can you do that? Close your eyes. Please have in the world of make-believe. There's no such sugya called Ein Dovah Shevapachs Mishnayim. I lied to you. There's no such sugya. It doesn't exist. No such rule called Eidos Shevapachs. So Reuven takes a piece of paper, writes Rebbe Mutas Chol Adam, and hands it to Rachel. Just like that. No one around. Nobody signed, nobody saw, nobody knew. Is that a get? Again, you're living in the world of make believe right now. Of course, this is a trap, this question. But somebody please fall into the traps with no one?
Yes.
Good. Thank you. Okay, thank you for volunteering. So, why not? Well, Rabbi, you just told me that Ein Dovah Shevapachs Mishnayim doesn't work. So, if that doesn't exist, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. So then what do you need them for? I'll tell you what you need Ein Dovah. What is a get? A get is a prat in a category of halacha called huchashtaris. It's a very, very significant shtar. We'll see over the Hashem as time goes on. It may be the role model of all shtars, possibly, in our Torah. But a get is a shtar. What is a shtar be'atzmusai? What is shtar? What subcategory shtar? Shtar is part of what general kind of area of halacha? Eidus. Now, it's a very, very bizarre Eidus, because what's the red flag on the shtaris? Every shtar is questionable. Why? Because it's a lot. What's the biggest problem with the shtar in Huchas Eidus? It's written, and the Torah says, Apishnai made him a pigmo piksavim. So that's a loaded question. That's after Yontif to address how in the world that works. So clearly, there is a general heading in Halachot Huchas Eidus. Shtar is a little like, you know, a portal on the side of Huchas Eidus. And then again, Yishar is a little prod within that world of shtaros. So says Reb Chaim, I don't understand. Stop. Says Reb Chaim. Don't you need what? Don't you need what? Don't you need Eidos because of what? That defines a very shtar. Eich oyla al hadas that a shtar doesn't require edim. Now I'm ready to negotiate with you where exactly these edim have to be placed. I'm a very, very easygoing guy. I can accept almost two different models of where these edim are going to be. Anyone want to tell what they are? It could be edim chasima. It could be edim mesira. I can go either way. But to envision a shtar without any Eidos present at all is inconceivable, says Rav. You require Eidos on a get. The lingo that we use is, La'ashvuyei shtara. The very creation of the get as being B'Derei Shtar requires Eidus. And I'll bring you a Raya, Gevaldike Raya, at least from some Rishonim. Again, hopefully you'll appreciate this Raya later on in the year when we get to it. I want to just give you a little coming attractions. There's a famous Shittas Rabbeinu Tam at Dav Dala, we spend a lot of time on. Rabbeinu Tam, yes, it's according to Rabbi Meir. Remember, who was Rabbi Meir? What did he say? What was his famous Shita? Eide what? Eide Chassim. We spoke a little about Rabbi Meir. Eide Chassim Akarasim. So according to Rabbi Meir, you must have witnesses signed on the bottom of this get. Can you give the get B'Nola Ben Atzmar now? According to Rabbi Meir. Just answer that question. According to Rabbi Meir, I have Eidim signed on the bottom of the get. They must be, or else the get is possible in the Torah. Can I give it to her now privately? You know what Rabbi Adam says? Chas v'shalom, Rabbi Tam says. Rabbi Tam says, Rabbi Meir never ever said that you don't need Eide Mesira. Rabbi Meir says, Eide Chassim Akaris, it means in addition to Eide Mesira, Af Eide, you need both. That's what Rabbi Meir said. Not everyone agrees to Rabbi Tam at all, but live in the world of Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Meir said, Eide Chassim means you must have Eide Chassim in addition to Eide Mesira. How did Rabbi Tam know that? What forced Rabbi Tam to say you need Eide Mesira? No, Rabbi Tam says, I'll tell you why you need Eide Mesira. You know why? Catch this. Who's going to tell me why? Explain to me, why is it Chayfla Yavar inconceivable to have a get without Eide Mesira? You know why? This whole week, no? What's the, should we come in? Ain what?
Ain
Dab Shir. Ain Dab Shir. How are you talking? There should be Mesira's again. Mesira's again without Eide. Ain Dab Shir. Pachs Mishnai. What do you say for Rabbeinu Tam? Even though you're going to have to eat the Abishas Mesira, because that's not negotiable, Rabbeinu Tam says. So what is the role of the Eide Chassima exactly? Why did Eide Chassima? According to Rabbeinu, get without Eide Chassima is possible in a Torah. It's Bakul Mavut L'Shav L'Kav. I'm not worth the paper it's written on. What is the meaning of those Eidim? What is the role? What hat are they wearing? They're clearly not wearing the hat of Ein Dav Shir Pachs Mishnayim, because B'Lav Ochim need Eide Mesira to wear that hat. So the answer, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is clear as day that the Eide Chassima's goal is Lashvi Shtara. So in the worldview of Rabbi Meir, you have a Mamasha, Briskevardia. There are four Eidim when you have a get, according to Rabbi Meir. Two Sani and two Mesira. It could be the same guys. You have Eide Chassima, Eide Mesira, but the Atzmusim, they're fundamentally different. They're wearing the Gamri, different hat. They're wearing different t-shirts. Eidim were signing to get, what's going to say on their t-shirt? What does it say? We are the who? We're in the Shvi Shtar team. Okay, it says 3-on-3, maybe it says 2-on-2. 2-on-2, it says in the back, sponsored by Yeshiva University, we are the Shvi Shtar team. And the 2 Eidim Mesira says, we're 2-on-2, we are sponsored by
Landers,
okay? You said, I said. Landers College. And what does it say on their back? It doesn't say Shvi Shtar. What does it say? Ein Dav Shir Hapachos Mishnayim. And you know what? According to Ben Dami, you need both. Because if you have only Eide Mesira without Eide Chassima, you don't have a Shtar. If you only have Eide Chassima without Eide Mesira, then you have a Dav Shir Hapachos Mishnayim. Now again, we don't pass like Rabbi Meir, and there's a good reason why we pass like Rabbi Meir. I don't want to talk about that. But I just wanted to highlight from Rabbi Meir Shita that sometimes Eidim are needed for a get. Al Tashvi Shtar. Says Reb Chaim, I don't understand the Tais Bechlal. Tais was asked, of course you need to aid them to say that the get is kosher. Say it was written in Lishma. After all, doesn't everybody in the world know that a get has aid them on it? No, says Reb Chaim, the fact that a get needs aid them, but aid the chasim and the mesir, that's Al Tashvi Shtar. So Rabbi Meir says the Shvi Shtar is chasim, and Rabbi Allah says Shvi Shtar can be done with mesir. Where in the world does the fact that a get requires Eidim indicate to us that there's any din whatsoever in the Shabbat Chavos Tashayim? Well, maybe there's a... So Chaim said the Atzmoy, not like that, it's just not like the Chassab Sefer. Chaim said that the Gemara had a really stark Havavidah. That maybe the entire role, lock, stock, and barrel of Eidim by get is Al Tashvi Shtara. It's not even Chos Gittin. It's nothing to do with Seydin Noshim. It's Seydin Ezekiel. Remember, Seydin Noshim, Luchim, Seydin, they're two different Storim, unlike some Mechadushim last year. The requirement of Eidim by a get is rooted in Cheshen Mish, but it's a Nuchas Eidus. It has nothing to do with Evan Ezra, Nuchas Gerishim. That was the Havamim Vidumah. And the Taka is no din of Ein Dem Shem Chashem. Kamash Malon, what? What's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon, no, there is a din of Ein Dem Shem Chashem Mishnayim. And therefore, you do need the team, you need the land, the team, you need the Ein Dem Shem Chashem. It could be that both teams are right. It could be you need Wayu also, it's possible. It could be you do need a Shvi'i Shtar. And Rabbi Meir had one version of a Shvi'i Shtar, Eidi Chasima, Rabbi Loz had a different one, Eidi Masir. Okay, we could talk, we could negotiate what each one said, what he said in weeks from now. So when the Gemara changes from not requiring Eidim to yes requiring Eidim, all the Gemara changed was, Avadin Avadin Eidim. What changed was, what's the role of Eidim? What shirt are they wearing? Are they wearing a Cheshe Mishpat the shirt? And therefore, there's no need for them, Nuchas Evan Ezra, and therefore, to identify the get is Lashma. Identify the get Lashma is nothing to do with a Shvi'i Shtar. That's a Gerishin that they did. That's a Prat Nuchas Gerishin, and you don't need Eidim for that. That's Isurim, like any other, like Chazr and Chayluf. Kamash Balon, no. Ein Dem Shem Pachas Mishnayim, that get is subject to that rule. Ein Dem Shem Pachas Mishnayim, therefore, all aspects of Nuchas Gerishin have to be looked under the mirror, under the microscope of Ein Dem Shem Pachas Mishnayim. So Abaycha Yivcha, you could choose which pshat you like. Whether you like what we claimed Rabbi Natan's pshat was, that would change from the beginning of the Gemara to the end of the Gemara, was, do we view Ksivas again as a prerequisite, or do we view Ksivas again as the Etzem Talich, part of the process of Gittin? According to Chassam Sofer, what changed was, we didn't realize that there's a halacha of Eidus Lebira Dover in Dover Shabbi Erva, and that changed radically. According to, based on the Reb Chaim's, you know, Ha'aras, and his Chedushim, we'll call it, I'm not sure what Reb Chaim himself said this, but based on that whole mahalach of Reb Chaim, what changed from the beginning to the end is, Avadi need Eidim, the Gemara knew you need Eidim for day one, Mishnayis, 100 Mishnayis talk about you need Eidim for again. But the Gemara thought that role of Eidim was so radically different, that was a Cheshe Mishpatik Adin, Kamash Blatz and Evan Ezadin as well.
So how many of the Gemara before the Joshua and Dover Dover?
The Gemara was either the Gemara didn't know that, or the Gemara thought that Dover maybe was not being Chalam Gerishim, maybe it was only being Chalam Kedushim, perhaps. Perhaps. Why the Gemara thought that is another story, probably not. So the Gemara clearly was ignoring some aspect of Dover Dover. Anyway, everyone realized that? Everyone read the Gemara? No, we just read the Gemara together, right? We said, Havamina Maskana. You have to learn a Havamina to understand. You would never have understood all these Chedushim Torah in the Maskana if you wouldn't have chapped what the Havamina was. Okay. All right, so by the way, we'll try to say a little bit of Yom Yom, a little bit of different Chizkis areas.